Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From Pro Football Focus, senior analyst Steve Palazzolo is with us now. Pro Football Focus put out a list of players under the age of 25, 25 players under 25, and three of them were members of the Tennessee Titans, Jack Conklin at 19, Marcus Mariota at 21, Kevin Byard at 22. Steve, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start off with Marcus Mariota. What did you guys see in your numbers and the way you viewed his season last year that maybe the traditional stats don't look at or bear out?
Yeah, it's kind of weird looking at our grades, I'd say, probably compared to the stats, because it was his highest graded season that we've given him. And I know that might surprise some Titans fans because it was his worst season statistically. But I think in previous years, he was getting a lot more help from his supporting cast. You know, he kicked off his career with what, that 4-touchdown game. And we were trying to say, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. You know, he's had some help on some of those touchdowns. Let's not get too crazy here. You know, he had a little bit of help, I think, statistically his first couple of years, and last year was the opposite. He did make a lot of big-time throws, had the highest percentage of big-time throws. Those are our highest-graded throws that were dropped or just not caught by his teammates. So those plays where he makes a great throw, we're giving him credit, but it's not really showing up in the stat sheet. He was a little play-action dependent last year, which is a little concerning going forward. Those numbers tend to fluctuate a little bit in those situations where, hey, it's third and long and, you know, it's a must pass situation. You'd like to see him perform a little bit better in those situations. But I think overall it was still a solid season, and I'm expecting a statistical bounce back next, for 2018.
Yeah. It kind of leads into my next question with Mariota. How do you expect his grades to change coming off a healthy off season and also with a new coordinator this time?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think the coordinator factor is going to be a big one. I think, you know, Matt LaFleur does some nice things, and there's a lot of young, innovative offensive minds around the NFL. And, I just think it's going to play to his strengths, you know, maybe a little bit. The play action game is going to be important, but also, you know, quick game, a little bit of empty shotgun type of stuff. There's a lot of ways to play to Mariota's game, and it's, you know, being that under center, power run, play action type of quarterback, probably doesn't play to it as much as it could. So I'm expecting a few more spread concepts and, a little bit more in the short and intermediate game where Mariota can really shine.
Steve, I'd be interested in how far down you have a Dory Jackson. I know he was a rookie and a cornerback, and he didn't have a great year, but I thought he played pretty solid considering he was a rookie playing in a passing league where you can't hardly touch anybody. So where'd you have a Dory Jackson, let alone Derrick Henry?
Yeah, so Derrick Henry was a just-miss type of guy for us. I mean, it was really tough. I mean, there's a lot of good NFL players under the age of 25 right now. So Henry kind of made that, you know, almost just-missed list, and Dory was probably in the next tier right there, you know. But I do think when you look at some of the guys on the list, I mean, Adoree, if he has another year, 82.3 overall PFF grade, which is excellent. That was 35th in the NFL. So, you know, that's number one corner type of production. You know, I was surprised. You know, I thought he might have a year or two of a learning curve in the NFL, but his athleticism was just spectacular. You know, his footwork and, you know, some of the things that he could do was as good as any corner in the 2017 class coming out. So I thought it was a very impressive rookie season. And, another guy, I think if he continues to progress, wouldn't be surprised if he could make this list and maybe a PFF top 50 or 101 going forward.
What about the top quarterbacks that went in the first round? How did you have those guys rated coming out of college this coming season?
Well, from this past year, I mean, we had Baker Mayfield. He was our guy. We had essentially slotted him in to the Cleveland Browns back in October as the number one overall pick. So during this entire process, we were pounding the table for Baker, saying, hey, look, he's the most productive guy. He's got the most translatable NFL talent in this draft. And eventually, I think the Browns came around and saw things the same way. Had Sam Darnold at number two, which I think, wasn't a massive difference between him and Baker Mayfield, I don't think. But, you know, I think Darnold has some things to clean up from last season. And then we had Josh Rosen and then Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph. We had Josh Allen, number six on our board, headed coming out more of a late first, early second round type of project quarterback in our mind.
Steve, I'm curious because I know that PFF has sort of refined the way that it evaluates tape. You've brought in some former NFL coaches. I think Gunther Cunningham, who was here with the Titans for a while, is one of them. How has that helped you in terms of your evaluations?
Yeah, it's been really good. Yeah, Gunther's a part of the entire process. It's funny because he did a little project last year where, you know, we're always focused on just pure production. You know, did you get the job done or did you not? And his project was to go through last year, took a couple teams, and just said, let me look at this from through a coach's eyes. Let me look at technique. Let me look at this safety's eye level. Let's look at all these different things that we're not necessarily saying. We're just saying, look, you blew the coverage. And then he went and said, let me tell you why. And it's funny because he did this after the fact, and he compared him to our grades, and we were very much in lockstep as far as you know, him telling us, hey, you got the grade right, and then here's the reason why. Very, very few disagreements or gray areas along that. So it's just been a really good confirmation process for us. We've got 3 years running now of former NFL coaches essentially doing blind grading in our system. We taught them our system so they could kind of see the game through our eyes and give us some checks and balances. And it's just made our process better and a little bit tighter. And now that's why we have all 32 NFL teams subscribing to our massive database of information.
Yeah, I'm a subscriber. Love to look at some of the stuff that you've done. And one of the things is accurate quarterbacks by separation. Explain that. And also, Blake Bortles apparently a little bit better than we thought.
Yeah, that was only one of the factors, but Bortles, he was a little bit higher than I expected, you know, to be honest. This was one of my babies. This was something I really wanted to push through over these last couple of years, and it was essentially saying, look, we're going to chart actual ball location on every single throw and say, you know, on that slant route, did you actually put it on the front number for a good catch and run opportunity? Did you put it right on his frame? Did you leave it too far behind but it was still catchable, or did you throw it uncatchable? There's all different levels of accuracy, and then the separation thing is really important. It's trying to say, look, how what percentage of open throws did you have as a quarterback? What percentage were tight window throws? And we're already finding really interesting data that the best quarterbacks in the NFL, they hit open throws, believe it or not. They hit open throws consistently. And when guys have a step of separation, they hit those consistently. They hit those better than their peers. The Bortles numbers, you know, that came out over the last couple of weeks, they were a little bit, you know, he was second in the league in checkdowns. So that'll skew the numbers a little bit. And, you know, his PFF grade was still was more toward the mid tier. But throw-for-throw accuracy, I was surprised as well because he looked like he had the yips heading into last season, and he did have a pretty nice year, even though the Jags did a lot to really rein him in and build the offense to his strengths.
All right, my final question is about one of your colleagues, Mike Renner, going on The Bachelor. how great are his evaluation skills, and how has this whole thing gone over with everybody at PFF?
We're having a ton of fun with it. We're going to have some post-Bachelorette podcasts. We're going to get him in like the solo cam and really dig in and find out what he was thinking. I'm looking forward to it. He can't really tell us much about what happened and what went down. So we're going to be as surprised as anyone else to see what happened. But Mike's a great guy. He does a lot of really good things for us over here, both from a grading and on-camera type of deal. So happy for him, and we're having a lot of fun with it so far.
Steve, thank you very much. Good stuff.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you later.